Well, checking sports locally, last night in high school wrestling, Atlantic Cam won both halves of a double duel on the road as they defeated Logan Magnolia 39-33. Atlantic Cam also a winner over Coon Rapids Bayard 53-21 last night. Logan Magnolia beat Coon Rapids Bayard 72-6. Also in wrestling last night, it was AHSTW over Griswold 65-12. AHSTW beat Guthrie Center 54-21. AHSTW over Exira EHK 69-6. That was part of a four-team meet. Also, Guthrie Center beat Exira EHK 60-11. Guthrie Center over Griswold 51-10. And it was Griswold over Exira EHK 42-18. In a double duel, Carroll defeated Audubon 43-13. Carroll over Kemper Catholic 47-26. Kemper Catholic downed Audubon 43-13. Also in a four-team meet, Shenandoah beat Tri-Center 60-6. Shenandoah over Denison 42-30. It was Shenandoah beating St. Albert 65-6. Denison over St. Albert 51-6. Denison beat Tri-Center 48-27. Tri-Center over St. Albert 48-18. Also in a double duel, Bedford Lennox beat Central Decatur 45-16. Winterset over Bedford Lennox 37-36. Winterset beat Central Decatur 48-27. In other matches last night, Riverside over East Mills 51-27. Glenwood beat Red Oak 63-15. Creston OM over Harlan 61-12 in high school wrestling. In high school basketball play last night in the Rolling Valley Conference girls action, it was Adair Casey beating Coon Rapids Bayard 58-35. Game heard here on KJAN. In the corner conference, Nishnabotna beat Clarinda Academy 54-27. Essex over South Page 60-24. Sydney beat East Mills 47-44. Fremont Mills over Stanton 47-38. In boys basketball last night, the other part of our Rolling Valley Conference doubleheader saw Coon Rapids Bayard pick up a 46-27 win over Adair Casey. In corner conference boys action, it was Sydney over East Mills 47-46, Stanton beating Fremont Mills 53-52, and Clarinda Academy over Nishnabotna 66-63. Well, SMU is still one of two undefeated Division I men's basketball teams, but just barely. The 15th-ranked Mustangs improved to 14-0, rallying to beat Cincinnati 59-57 on Jordan Tolbert's tip-in with 28 seconds left. The shorthanded Mustangs are off to their best start in school history, but they had to overcome a 7-point deficit in the final 3.5 minutes to get the job done. Also in top 25 hoops, Bryn Forbes had 17 points, helping number 5 Michigan State rout Illinois 79-54. The 15-1 Spartans were without Denzel Valentine for a fourth straight game. UCLA knocked off 7th-ranked Arizona 87-84 as Bryce Alford had 25 points. Quinton Snyder had a career-high 21, helping number 16 Louisville beat North Carolina State 77-72. A.J. Hammond scored 17 points and had 4 block shots, and Rafael Davis added 16 points to lead number 20 Purdue past Michigan 87-70. Former Northern Iowa All-American Seth Tuttle is adjusting to life on and off the court in Germany. Tuttle is in his first season playing professionally for a team that's in the city of Würzburg.
Well, I was more the post at UNI. Now I'm definitely a stretch four. That took a little bit to adjust to as well. But other than that, you know, the life has been really fun over there. And you know, it's actually really similar to here. It's quite Americanized, and you know, the roads aren't small like everyone would assume. I found some really good food that I like. So it's been a good adventure so far.
Now, Tuttle plays for a team called S. Oliver Baskets and says it's a club with a passionate fan base. They're about halfway through their season, and Tuttle says while he is enjoying his first season as a pro, he still has a goal of someday making an NBA roster.
When this season comes to an end, there'll be an opportunity to play in the summer league if I choose to go that route, or other things like even workouts or stuff that I did last summer. Those will be options, I'm assuming. So we'll just kind of go play it by ear and see what happens.
Not playing with his back to the basket as much as he did in college means a bit of an adjustment professionally for Mr. Tuttle. Well, two University of Iowa post players combined for 32 points last night in Ann Arbor, Michigan, but the number 23 Hawkeye women slumped late and lost to the Wolverines of Michigan 82-75. HawkeyeSports.com reports that it's the first league loss for Iowa, which led by 17 points early in the third quarter. It's the first league win for the Wolverines, who scored 30 points in the fourth quarter. Iowa women will put their 25-game home winning streak on the line Sunday when they face number 8 Maryland. The Terrapins beat Nebraska 89-50 last night. Tip time's 2 o'clock. We'll have that game for you coming up on Sunday afternoon here on KJAN. Well, a year ago, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz held a January news conference to address concerns about the direction of the program. Thursday, Ferentz was asked about how the Hawkeyes will handle lofty expectations heading into next season. A large number of starters returned from a team that finished 12-2 and lost to Stanford in the Rose Bowl.
You know, it's always been a very fine line in sports and athletics between winning and losing, and it's really that's where winning starts in my mind. You have to understand that, and certainly at our place, we need to understand that. There really are no givens.
Ferentz says it'll be a new team with new challenges. He says the Iowa program having a large number of players returning doesn't automatically lead to a successful season.
For us, it's such a fine line, and I think that's what our players need to understand. I don't care if anybody else does, but our players and staff really need to keep understanding. For us to win 12 games, I mean, just about everything has to go right, and we couldn't keep our quarterback healthy. So, and ironically, we had more injuries this year than I can remember. I'm sure we've had other years that would rival it. But things really have to be right for us to get there.
While disappointed with the results of the Big Ten Championship game and the Rose Bowl, Ferentz says the experience that was gained can be valuable if they learn from it.
Yeah, none of us liked it. I can promise you that. It wasn't much fun. It still, I think, stings all of us. But, yeah, that's how you get better, too. That's how you grow. And if you learn from it, I can't tell you how many times I've heard Dan Gable talk about learning more from one loss, which is all you ever had, than all his victories. So, you know, it's just, as long as you learn from it and grow from it, then it's okay.
Ferentz says that winter workouts will begin on January 19th. Boston College has hired Jim Reed as defensive coordinator. Reed spent the last 3 years coaching linebackers at Iowa. Reed also will coach linebackers for the Eagles. Reed is a native of suburban Medford, Massachusetts. He was also the defensive coordinator at Chestnut Hill under Dan Henning in 1994. He's been in coaching for more than 40 years. Georgia outside linebacker Leonard Floyd is bypassing his senior season to enter the NFL draft. The 6'4", 231-pounder is widely projected as a first-round pick. Floyd was a Butkus Award finalist, ranking second on the team with 74 tackles and led the Bulldogs with 4.5 sacks. He shared the team lead with 10.5 tackles for loss. For his career, Floyd had 17 sacks, the 11th highest in school history. Well, the Broncos are turning things back over to Peyton Manning. Coach Gary Kubiak announced that Manning will get the start in Denver's January 17th playoff game, replacing Brock Osweiler, who did a good job stepping in for Manning while he was recovering from a left foot injury. Manning missed 7 starts with a torn plantar fascia, and he returned to action Sunday when he relieved Osweiler in the second half and led the Broncos to a 27-20 win over San Diego that secured the AFC's top seed. Brett Favre is one step away from entering the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The quarterback who left the NFL after the 2010 season is the leader in most career passing categories and is among 3 first-time eligibles to make the list of 15 finalists. Receiver Terrell Owens and guard Alan Faneca, also in their initial year of eligibility, made the cut as well. The class of 2016 will be decided on February 6th, the day before the Super Bowl, with induction scheduled for August. Also making the cut to 15 are Morton Anderson, Steve Atwater, Don Coryell, Terrell Davis, Tony Dungy, Kevin Green, Marvin Harrison, Joe Jacoby, Edgerrin James, John Lynch, Orlando Pace, and Kurt Warner. Ken Griffey Jr. will go into the Hall of Fame with a Seattle Mariners cap, and Mike Piazza will have a New York Mets hat. The pair made their announcements a day after they were elected by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Griffey spent a lengthy period of his career with Cincinnati, and Piazza reached the major leagues with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Griffey is the first Mariners player in the Hall. Those induction ceremonies will be held in Cooperstown on July 24th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.